Michael, a very good morning to you. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks, but I think I've just seen one of the worst films of 2020. This film... I think it may very well feature on my bottom five towards the end of this year. It's called Colour Out of Space, and it's directed by a guy called Richard Stanley, who was one of the directors on the Island of Dr. Moreau way back in the 1990s. Now, Colour Out of Space is based on a short story by sci-fi writer H.P. Lovecraft. He wrote this in 1927. It tells the story of what happens to the Gardner family when a meteorite crashes near their remote farmhouse. Nathan, played by Nicolas Cage, and wife Teresa, played by Richardson, are city folk, but they've decided to try country life in spite of Teresa's misgivings about the consistency of their internet service. She maintains her job as some sort of stockbroker, online trader or whatever she is. I'm not quite sure. And I can't recall what Nathan used to be either, but he now farms alpacas.
We're living the dream.
Teenage daughter Lavinia.
Right.
I know, it's very odd. Teenage daughter Lavinia, played by Madeline Arthur, she's obsessed with witchcraft. Teenage son Benny, played by Brendan Meyer, is a stoner. And youngest son Jack is a little boy with a very vivid imagination, which will come into play a bit later on in the film. Tommy Chong, he's a paranoid, conspiracy-obsessed stoner who lives in a cabin not far away. Anyway, one night a meteorite crashes almost into the gardener's front yard, and things start to change. And given this is a sci-fi horror film, you can guess that things don't start to change for the better.
And then everything just blew up. Big flash, like a pink light.
What follows is supposed to be a very weird and wildly terrifying acid trip of a film. Lots of flashes of bright colour, stretches and contractions of the space-time continuum, animals, plants and people morphing into horrific versions of themselves, which would all be very frightening if this film didn't move at such a snail's pace and the actions that, that take place have some rhyme or reason to them at all. Maybe you have to be an H.P. Lovecraft fan to really appreciate this story. I, for one, think prior knowledge may have helped the audience make sense of what we do see. One character trying to make sense of it all is a hydrologist called Ward, played by Elliot Knight. If anyone could make sense of what's going on here, it has to be this guy. Ward's not only an accomplished hydrologist, he also seems to have a high level of expertise in astronomy, geology, biology, and chemistry. Now, that would have been one hell of a PhD thesis. He's just an expert in everything.
Yeah, wow.
Looks like a meteorite. Meteorites are generally no more dangerous than ordinary rocks.
But if you do enjoy 80s-style kitschy special effects, there may be a few moments in this film for you to enjoy. Sure, there's a bit of 21st century CGI as well, but there are a few scenes which will bring back memories of 80s classics like The Thing, Pet Sematary, American Werewolf in London, and Basket Case. Again, unfortunately, all of these special effects were in far more entertaining films. Of course, it wouldn't be a Nicolas Cage movie if I didn't make some comment about Nicolas Cage himself. This guy was an Academy Award winner for Leaving Las Vegas and the star of such action classics as Con Air and The Rock. And I'm just wondering what the hell happened to this guy. I realise he's had to make a lot of movies he may not otherwise have chosen since being hit with that $14 million tax bill a few years ago. But he's really made a lot of bad choices, and this being one of them. And his performances have become more and more self-parody with each film. I think he actually tries to tone down the crazy Cage in the latter stages of this movie, which was actually a bit of a shame, as the rest of the movie is so dull. I was really looking forward to getting a laugh from the crazy eyes and gesticulations.
Everything's under control.
And speaking of laughs, there just aren't enough of them. All good scares or gory bits to keep you interested in this plodding cart horse or alpaca of a film. As each significant event occurs, you'll find yourself sighing with relief, ticking it off, and calculating how many more need to happen before this dull film mercifully comes to an end. I'm sure there was a germ of an interesting idea in the original H.P. Lovecraft short story, but Richard Stanley, one of two directors fired from the Island of Dr. Moreau back in the 1990s, fails to bring it to the screen. Colour Out of Space, more like a pigment of deranged imagination, sadly lacks colour, and there's too much space where an entertaining movie could have been.
It seems like if you were going to do a Nick Cage marathon, you'd put this one right in the middle where you're like busting for the bathroom or ready to like go make some food. So you can just, it doesn't really matter. It's just kind of on the list. Hey, Michael, thank you so much for dropping by and giving us a look into this film.
Yeah, pleasure.
Everything's going to be A-OK.